Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that. Alice
at 97.3.
Hey, ho. Oh. Hey. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have an app. It's called the Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can also head over to odyssey.com/Tay All Day and tune in all week. The Tay All Day streaming experience includes custom content from Taylor herself. You want Taylor? We got Taylor. We are Taylor Central. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I know it's spelled weird. And make sure to tune in tonight at 9 o'clock on the Odyssey app for a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. That's your meeting. You don't really want to miss your meeting. It's the meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. It's an album release special. It's a big deal. Very, very exciting. So much happening here.
Agreed.
At the station.
Yeah.
Kill it. Okay, fakers here. AI. Is what I'm talking about.
Mm.
AI is a little frightening. This one, I feel like this is actually terrible AI. Although I like the idea of it, I will say. There is a fake James Bond trailer starring Henry Cavill and Margot Robbie. And it's over 2.5 million views already.
Oh, is this like one of those things? Remember, who was it? Was it Tobey Maguire? Someone faked... in their tryout, they actually did, like, fake a scene. I don't know if it was Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man or not, but anyway, it was one of those things where, are they politicking for the roles?
Well, this is one of those, because AI created it, Henry Cavill and Margot Robbie probably have no idea that this is even out, unless someone's forwarded the thing to them. It's like fan fiction. When somebody says, you know who I want for James Bond is Henry Cavill. And I agree. Henry Cavill would be a delicious James Bond.
And he is English, isn't he?
He is an English dude.
Why wouldn't they pick him?
I maybe he's too Superman-y for them, I guess. I never even thought. I thought he wasn't a good Superman.
Is there? You did? What?
I didn't love him as Superman. Not at all.
Well, I think the movies weren't great, but as Superman, I'd buy him 100%.
I didn't like the outfit. I didn't like his, he's a little too emo. I want Superman to be a hero.
Is there a more handsome guy?
No, he is so, so handsome. I just didn't love him as Superman. Maybe because I just don't care about Superman. I don't really care that much about Bond, but I actually think that Bond is just, like, Bond is clever and interesting and worldly.
Oh, when you think that guy's too dumb for the role.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
No, I was saying Henry Cavill would be a really good Bond.
Oh, he would be good.
I think
okay.
He'd be good.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, so this is... So here's the thing about this trailer. And it's Margot Robbie and Henry Cavill. She's playing like the bad girl in it.
That guy is so handsome.
He is handsome. So
you know, if he hugged me, I might grab his butt cheeks.
Why not?
You know how you do that?
Yeah, reach around. It's actually a comfortable cupping position.
Yeah. I don't think I could stop myself from that. I mean...
So the thing about this trailer is, well, first of all, it's well done. It's the it doesn't tell you much about the story, but it sort of sets up that it's Henry Cavill as, and it shows a few stunts, and then you've got your Margot Robbie in that. But there's some weird
Henry Cavill.
There's weird coloration and weird
Margot Robbie,
like body placement in there. Like as he's, especially in that first scene, Vinny, the first time you see him as Bond, Henry Cavill is looking at the, I don't know if we'll be able to see it here. There's some weird rippling around the edges of his person as though he's been photoshopped in.
Kind of look. I see what you're saying, yeah.
So, but it is interesting to watch, and I would, I don't, I'm sure that this Aaron Taylor Johnson guy will be fantastic. He'll be great.
So that's for sure then?
No, he is definitely, they are saying he's the guy.
Well, but has he agreed to that?
He is saying he would love to do it. And they are saying we have asked him.
You can say, I'm casting Margot Robbie as my wife, but if she's not involved in that decision-making process, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, and that's where they're at. He's saying, yeah, I would love to do that. And they're saying, we've asked him to do it. And I'm saying, somebody's agent is talking to somebody's lawyer, and they're trying to work out.
Okay, so nobody has yet to announce. It's done.
Yeah. That is a deal that's in the works.
Okay. And
if it even happens, right? Maybe. The people who are doing Bond will see this and go, oh, I like AI Henry Cavill for this role.
You know what's weird, though?
Is he less than real Henry Cavill?
There's no question the people casting this have already looked at him deeply and decided he's not the guy.
Or he said no for some unknown reason.
I don't believe that for
one
second.
Oh, my God. But there's a whole huge faction of people who are like, it should be Henry Cavill.
Now, I will say,
yes.
For a minute there... And I think this, I found this out through you by listening to your show, that he, Henry Cavill found out he wasn't part of the Superman world, like after he'd already announced, I'm Superman. Like in the news, he thought he was part of it. And then the guy, is it James Gunn? What's that guy's name?
That sounds right. I don't really know.
That guy just said, nope, I'm recasting it.
Mm.
And
how many
Henry
has he done?
Cavill went, I am now not Superman, everyone. I think he's done two.
Oh. I think. He wasn't that good as Superman.
Well,
I don't blame the guy.
He may have been in others too that weren't just Superman movies as well. Like he was in that Justice League.
Yes. Where they're like, it's an ensemble cast of superheroes.
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
All I know is everything. You're the Tinseltown Tattler.
I'm actually not. I just am a
tell me all
chick
the stuff.
Who wanted to be on the radio.
How many movies has he been in?
Wound up being the person who had to look at celebrity sites.
James Gunn recasted this other guy named David Corn Sweat. Remember that guy?
David Corn Sweat? His name is Corn Sweat? And
Corn Sweat.
Okay, Corn Sweat. I heard you. Corn Sweat.
His agent should have fought harder for that.
So David
Smith, let's go with Smith. James, anybody. David, James. It's perfect.
Oh, it's perfect name. You're going Corn Sweat. All right. So now you're telling me that this David Corn Sweat, who does kind of have a Superman look. You know, here's the thing about Henry Cavill. I actually think Henry Cavill is too good looking, too remarkable to play Clark Kent. Like the thing about Clark Kent was he put those glasses on and he just kind of looked like a regular nerd from The Office, you know, Bill in accounting. Henry Cavill puts on the glasses and he's like even somehow more handsome, more noticeable.
He is really something.
Beautiful. This David Corn Sweat,
What's he doing naked on our TV right now?
I don't know. It's like he's trying to play the...
David, put your clothes on.
He has just got one leg up in just the right position. Anyway, if you're one of the people who's like a huge fan of Henry Cavill playing the role of James Bond, your fantasy's been fulfilled, kind of, because this is a fake AI trailer on YouTube. It's called Bond 26. It came out 5 days ago. As of last night, it was at 2.4 million. When I looked at it this morning, it was over 2.5 million.
Well, Margot Robbie, by the way, is not bad looking either.
Oh, you don't think? Yeah, she's supposed to be evil, clearly, in this. And it kind of works. And her eyes are like vivid green. There's weird coloration in this.
408. Henry Cavill is definitely someone I would dump my husband for. He is so hot.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Man.
Sheesh. Ouch.
That's why I always felt like it's not that Superman shouldn't be good looking. And then, you know, the traditional square jaw thing. It's just that he's almost supposed to have a blander face. Like that you put the glasses on it and he just sort of becomes like this invisible,
I did just have this
mild-mannered.
Visual. of me standing next to Henry Cavill,
yeah.
both of us naked.
Yeah.
Who does the girl walk to?
Well, you, obviously.
Vinny. I don't
but,
think
I mean, that's
so.
Really not
I mean,
fair to Henry
really
Cavill.
One of those things where you go, yeah,
you know what?
All
that's
right.
actually a terrible exercise to put yourself
I'm just
through.
Saying. She says, I would definitely dump my husband for Henry Cavill. And I'm thinking, yeah, you put a normal person next to Henry Cavill, both naked. Who does the wife walk to?
Well, the wife walks to the husband.
No.
Except for that wife. Because the wife has history with the husband, and the wife also knows that she's going to have to do a lot of working out to stay. You know, here's the thing. You can't lay down.
Oh, that's why she chooses me to keep the bar low?
Henry Cavill. You're like,
Jesus,
oh, God,
Sarah.
What is this lump of Pillsbury dough doing here next to that cut machine of a man? I can't.
Oh, you're
John,
not helping.
John, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Oh, David Cornsweat is the dumb boyfriend in the menu. Vin loved him. I did love him.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was Nicholas either. Holt.
What?
That is
yeah,
Nicholas
Henry,
Holt.
Right. Yeah, David Cornfield is not the guy from the menu.
Wait, Cornfield or Cornsweat?
Whatever his name is.
Cornsweat.
Yeah, you're talking about Nicholas Holt. Nicholas Holt is
I'm not talking about anybody. That's a text.
Dexter? No, you have him mixed up. I don't think I've ever seen Corn Sweat in there. David Koresh Sweat. All right, so here we go. That's how this agent could have got him to change his name. Be like, Corn Sweat sounds like Koresh, and your first name's David. Don't do it. So it doesn't matter. There is actually a disclaimer in this video, and some people were fooled by it anyway. And
oh,
many people
convincing.
In the well, except that it does look photoshopped, Vinny, don't you
bit.
Think, as you're looking
yeah,
at it?
Yeah, I mean, but nowadays, like, some of the CG is so good.
It is.
Everything kind of seems cartoonish almost. A lot of these movies.
We're going to take that trailer, even though it's fake. We're telling you it's a fake AI trailer. Thank you for everything, AI. And we're putting it up on
says,
the,
oh
on
my
the
God,
page.
Vinny, stop. Your children are listening. They're probably still not listening. They should be in school, but.
What were you saying? I forgot.
I think it was that, you know, who wouldn't choose what's his bucket?
Yeah. Well, then your wife will be able to explain about how, you know, dad's only good for this one thing. And if Henry Cavill walked in, we'd have a new daddy. That's all. Sometimes kids need to have that explained to them.
Right. The new daddy knows how to fix things. Make
no,
decisions.
No, he doesn't. But look at him.
Without saying, whatever.
But the thing is, when you do make a decision, she says no. You should just pick the thing you
ding,
don't.
Ding.
You should pick the thing you don't want. It helps. It helps a lady decide when a man says, okay, I choose this. And they're like, oh, he likes it. Forget it.
Oh, 415 writes back now. Oops, never mind. Completely different actor. Yeah. You think? Come on, 415.
You know what? I appreciate that you wrote back because most people just slink away. Own your mistakes, people. Own your mistakes.
They're firing from the hip, man.
All right. Speaking of things that are fake.
Oh, boy.
What's the Golden Bachelor? A golden gold digger?
Yep.
Yeah. Listen to this.
I don't know anything I just answered, but I'm going to guess
because
since you asked the question.
It is true.
Probably.
Well, I don't know if it is. I watched the first maybe two episodes of that, and people loved it. It actually did really well. They say they're going to do more of it. Gary Turner. Gary. I don't understand it, but it's Gary. He was the Golden Bachelor, dude in his mid-70s, and he and his wife, in quotes, Teresa Nist, they announced their split, and they blamed it on family issues and not being able to agree on a place to live. There are fans who are sleuths. As you know, people are. They love a challenge, and they examine every inch of tape that's ever been taken of these people.
Don't.
And no, this is good. I like
it. Oh,
you
like it?
Well, we'll see. I'll see if you like it, I'll like it.
No. You like it until they turn it out on you and all their sleuthing uncovers that you don't actually have a dragon. I mean, you do have a dragon,
you
but you know
down.
What I mean.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but...
I mean, you know what I mean.
My backyard is heavily guarded.
Absolutely. It's not my bad. What was I thinking?
Some fans aren't buying that they broke up because they couldn't figure out where to live. Does sound like BS. The sleuth fans are saying, we think it's financial issues. Gary and Teresa said that they did talk about moving to South Carolina and that they had actually gone house hunting there. So, which I think South Carolina was a place that he had built his dream retirement home with the wife who passed.
Okay.
Wasn't that it? They had like a beach house.
I don't know anything about it. I've never watched one episode of The Bachelor or The Golden Bachelor, but I do think, this is my opinion, if you had a home with the wife of how many years, it's not fair to ask someone to move into that. Like, right. You might financially not have an option,
right.
But if you do have an option, the best scenario is you get a new place, both of you together, and start your life, and there's no ghosts or mail from the guy before or girl before, whatever, where you're like, what
that
the?
That hurts, yeah.
Doesn't anybody change their address anymore? I'm going to keep getting mail for this guy? I mean,
and
girl.
And the thing is that this alleged dream house that they, this was where they were going to retire to.
Right.
And she dies like literally 5 minutes after they get to this house. And they've designed this house to get, like, that would be the thing. For me, it wouldn't even just be about, you know, I don't want anyone else to live here. Wouldn't want to harm someone or have those ghosts. It'd be more like everywhere I look, I see her. She picked that wallpaper.
Right.
That door frame. Like the whole thing. It would just be a nightmare. So apparently he sold that house.
And here are the lines for how tall she is. I mean, come on.
Right. She was shrinking every year.
Oh, is that?
Well, don't you shrink as you get older?
I don't know.
I've always wondered if there's people who keep on measuring themselves just to see if they shrink or grow.
Lucky you that you didn't have to move ever, that you've got your growth chart and now you've got your shrinking chart. I've never stayed anywhere that long.
I don't think that's a lucky you situation. I think that people should move around. I think a change of pace and a new place to live and new adventures can often start a new chapter in your life and enable you to make changes. I think if you've lived in the same house your whole life, you need to effing move.
No.
Yes, Maki, you need to move. She grew up in that house.
What is wrong with you?
I just think she needs to move, that's all.
Is she happy?
Yeah, she does seem happy.
Okay, then why would she move?
She might be happier.
And besides,
you don't know.
When she walks down the street, she gets her shoes shined by the same guy who's always done her shoes and knows exactly how she likes it. I don't know, old-timey. I'm just trying to...
Yeah, she doesn't live anywhere near a place where she's going to get her shoes.
I'm just saying, you know.
Right. It's just funny. I know a lot of... I'm talking about a lady who lives in Mill Valley.
Your
right?
friend.
She's a friend of mine, and she was, like, maybe even born in that house. And then grew up there. She maybe moved out for college. And then bought the house off her mom and dad later.
That's epic.
And just continues great. To live there and raise the next. It's
Mill Valley the whole time.
Yeah. I mean,
where else will you find all the swingers?
Come They're on. Talking about Vallejo.
That's true. That
oh
is
my
true.
God.
Yeah. Nah, she needs to get a new house. Come on.
Why?
Just to have a change. I think change is healthy. Anyway, there's a theory going around about, so we're back to Gary and Teresa and their fake marriage. There's a theory going around that during the process of trade, they'd found a house in South Carolina. Supposedly. And while they're trying to get a mortgage, Teresa finds out that Gary has some kind of monetary issues, that there are problems, and that maybe he only picked her because she did have money. One fan says he was so off on their final date. So this was they're on the show and people are going back and examining this and looking at every little detail. He was off. He was just like, he didn't
care.
Did
he have to plug his nose to kiss her?
No, but he was just
What signs were there that he thought she was icky but only wanted the dough?
Not icky, but he was there on their final date,
uh-huh.
And he's just not turned on, not engaged. He was off. And then she mentioned that she got herself into investing later in life and had done really well for herself. He was, here's the
Did
quote.
Did she buy NVIDIA?
Maybe. He was suddenly 100 into her, despite ignoring her for the first half of their date.
Oh.
Suddenly, he was all... Mm-hmm. You sure look pretty tonight.
Well, wait a minute. Are you telling me that people on those shows might be using each other?
Can you believe it? Another fan said that they agreed completely. That was the turning point. He became interested and his demeanor shifted 180 degrees from indifferent to, you have my attention. In an expose, last November...
Golden Bachelor, Golden Diaper. I mean, you really want to have luxuries in life as you age, right?
Well, I don't know about a golden diaper, but you would like to think that you're going to not be, have to work. I mean, you're in your 70s. It would be really nice to, you know,
or
kick back and
only take a few bites of your lunch so you have some lunch left for dinner. Like, you know, she says she's got a lot of money.
And he's like, I don't have any of that.
They're right.
I'm into you.
Now, why would anybody be surprised?
In an expose last November. This is, which, by the way, I think is before they even married. I think they got married, like, maybe around Christmas time, right? The Hollywood Reporter was calling out all these discrepancies between the real life and the way that Gary had portrayed himself on the show. Like he was, you know, the heartbroken widow and his wife had, or widower, and his wife had died and he just hadn't been able to put himself back out there. Meanwhile, there's all these women who are like, not only did he date me, but he treated me like crap and cheated on me. And there's a bunch of people who have said this.
Gary did that? The Golden Bachelor.
Right. And one of their accusations was that he juiced up his resume, like that he was financially secure or whatever. So if any of this is true, then Teresa's got at least one thing going for her. They signed a prenup.
Oh, good.
She put a prenup in front of him. Or maybe he put one in front of her. Doubt it. Not if you married her for the money.
No.
Yeah. She was a weird choice anyway. So anyway, that's it.
So you believe that he chose her.
Yeah, I think the worst for him. I think the worst for him. Absolutely. Well, okay. After I read all that stuff, you know, that supposedly was the truth in between. Because he really had me. Those first couple of episodes, I'm like, oh, this poor guy. Look at him. I hope he finds love.
This poor guy.
Turns out he decided to date
someone on a TV show.
This poor guy.
It was your mom that was saying that she was the ugliest one on the show, right?
She wasn't a great looking chick.
Mom said that?
No, my mom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That doesn't sound like Sandy.
My mom was like, I always suspected this.
Oh.
Yeah, you're just... Sandy knows, but Sandy is, she might have ugly thoughts, maybe, doubt it, but she doesn't say them. Not like my mom. Mom comes to by me.
You like that, huh?
Well, you know, I think you like what you're raised with. So, Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
We've been hearing for a while here that a movie called The Movie Critic was going to be his final film. It's out. He's not doing it.
Wait.
Brad Pitt had actually been in talks
to
start.
You said two things. It's out, as in the movie's out?
No, it's out. It's like, it's out. It's off the docket.
He's quit.
He's quit.
He working
quit
on
movie.
A movie he was making.
Yes. Brad Pitt. He's a new guy. new actor. Come on, Adele. Brad was in talks to star in the film as his character from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I loved that character.
Cliff Booth.
I loved it.
So, Quentin Tarantino, they say he's going to go back to the drawing board for his 10th and final film. He only wants to make the 10th. I don't know why people have to like make these declarative statements where they're like, this is it. This is the last movie I'm making.
Because it sells more tickets, Sarah. Duh.
Does it? Aren't I already going to go see all his movies?
I guess so.
So, Quentin Tarantino is going back to the drawing board for his 10th and final film. It was supposed to be The Movie Critic. In fact, they were supposed to start shooting it this year. There was some guy, listen to this. If he had shot any of this movie this coming August, like they had scheduled one day of shooting for this movie because it would have qualified the production for a $20.5 million California tax credit.
Oh.
But now that's out the window.
Boy, smart people.
Right? So they were going to make this movie. It was in the works. It was getting worked on. They were going to get this tax credit of $20 million, blah, blah, blah. Now it's all out the window. So Tarantino had been honing this movie for months. In fact, the fact that we knew what it was going to be called and what it was going to be about and why he was writing it, like based on this movie reviewer that he knew from his childhood, like that, it sounded like it was really happening. Set in 77, here in California, it drew inspiration from a cynical movie critic that he grew up reading. It morphed along the way into a film that would feature Brad Pitt as Cliff Booth, the stuntman he portrayed in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's unclear if this was going to be a prequel or a 70s set sequel to the, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But in recent weeks, he's had a change of heart. Now it looks like he's dumped the film.
you know what? I've heard this about musicians many times and read a lot about musicians who have a song. They've worked on it a million times.
Yes.
And we've heard this about authors as well. Stephen King very famously put 1123 whatever away, 63. Whatever. put it away.
64.
Pulled it back out 20 years later and went, I got it.
I know how to resolve this.
And I've heard that with musicians as well, where they're working on a song, they just can't make the puzzle fit, put it away, and later look at it again and go, I got it. So maybe this will come back to him after he lets it breathe, or maybe he just goes,
Doesn't do this one. Those pieces don't
work. They don't go together. I can't do it. Especially if it's your last film.
Yeah. No, I'm sure he might even be in the process of just completely overthinking this thing. And like you said, if he puts it down for a minute and lets it rest and takes the pressure off himself. Because the thing he's talking about, in 2012, he did an interview where he said, I want to stop at a certain point. Directors don't get better as they get older. Which says who? You know, just that he feels that way?
Well, he is usually a film fan.
Yeah, I suppose that's
so
true.
So you can give that to him at least.
Usually the worst films in their filmography are those last four at the end. I'm all about my filmography. And one bad film Fs up three good ones. I don't want that bad out-of-touch comedy in my filmography. The movie that makes people think, oh man, he still thinks it's 20 years ago. When directors get out of date, it's not pretty. So I guess he's put a lot of pressure on himself to have a final, you know, this, it just feels like a mental situation. Like he's overthinking it and maybe even doesn't want to admit to himself that he feels like, well, I probably still have more movies than him. What is he, 60?
Well, like,
I don't know.
But, you know, if you've made your money and you want your filmography, which is your legacy, to be, in your own words, you know, perfect.
Right.
Then maybe you do overthink it. Maybe you do go, this isn't it.
This isn't it. I got to wait for the right one.
I've now looked at it from all angles, and it is not good enough.
Well, I certainly hope that he comes back and just knocks our socks off.
I would love another Pulp Fiction. I don't mean that literally, but like just the way that thing took that all our heads clean off.
That and Kill Bill. You know what? There's really good parts about all of his movies, except for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Reservoir Dogs.
Never made it. Oh, my God. So good.
Oh, you got to go back.
I guess I have
to. I loved
to, but
it.
I just didn't. I was so bored.
Loved it. What?
So boring.
Did you make it to the acid part?
I don't really remember.
Right.
I made it more than halfway through.
Well, you'd remember.
That was it. Yeah, I guess I'd remember if I may. Maybe the acid thing would have saved it for me. I should go back and watch it. All right, what's coming up for the news?
Oh, jeez.
I know.
What?
Same thing every day.
You think your commute is rough? We're not at the top of the list.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Are they? No volume here. Oh, there it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Taylor.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Or head to odyssey.com/ Tay All Day. By the way, good news. Today, yesterday's podcasts are up. So I think that going forward here, you're going to be back on the Odyssey app with the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast. Woo! Man, it's been crazy around here. Woo! Very exciting. Really psyched about that. Nice work, Odyssey. And more nice work happening on Odyssey. Tay All Day. It's the streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor herself. Plus, make sure you're here tonight at 9 for a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. It's an album release special only on Odyssey.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... LaGarza Sports. Oh. Hey, parents. With summer just around the corner, it's time to keep those kiddos busy. It really is. This is one of those things that you should think about in advance. Because when summer gets here, you're going to go, no, I got this. And then 5 days in, you're going to go, I don't got this. I'm trying to work and clean the house and do all the things. And this kid's walking around going, I'm bored.
Help me clean the house.
With LaGarza Sports.
Not. They're busy and you know they're having a great time.
LaGarza Summer Camp has you covered this summer, parents. From scoring big in their sports camps to getting creative in the steam lab to cooking up some fun in the kitchen. That's the one. You get your kid to learn how to cook for themselves, at least a little bit. How about making a quesadilla? Something simple. Then you don't have to do it for them. It's genius.
It is.
They've got the ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid. Don't let boredom strike. Register now at LaGarzaSports.org and use code ALICE for $50 off.
That's a nice deal. You're welcome.
LaGarzaSports.org. Use code ALICE for $50 off. LaGarza Sports. Here's what's happening.
All right.
There's a chance you'll see some clouds today, but right now in the city of San Francisco, where we broadcast from, downtown San Francisco, the Odyssey building at 88 Kearney Studio 9, it's spectacular
outside.
It's pretty
gorgeous out those windows.
And a great weekend ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So make plans and rip it up out there this weekend. Do something fun.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Oh.
You going to ride your bike this weekend or
yes.
what? Oh, you
and
are.
Actually, yeah, we definitely will. And
you have band practice today, don't you?
I do have band practice today.
Do
yes.
you do that in your house?
Yeah, in the house.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, we need microphones and stuff.
Right. No,
we're doing
I understand.
That. And then tomorrow, we're going to have a good weather barbecue. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to get out there and scrub down all my picnic benches and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Get it all, you know, gussied up for the kids to come over. Be so fun.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hope all of you out there do the same. I mean, not the exact same thing, because then you'd be Sarah, but whatever you like, do that.
Right, exactly. And whatever you want to throw on the Barbie, too. Like, we're actually talking about me and the girls. We're like, what if everybody just brought their own thing to throw on the grill? Like, if you're into this, you put that on. But then I was thinking, I might like what you're having.
You're afraid you'll have food envy.
I might have food envy. So maybe I'll just have them bring salads and sides.
What do you like off a barbecue?
Well,
that's your move.
Here's the thing about a barbecue. You don't know until it's out on plates in front of you. Oh, look at that. I'm going to go for that sausage.
I do know.
Or I'll go, what about like chicken? Like barbecue.
That's what I'm going to say.
Barbecue chicken.
If I'm choosing Christina's and that's, you know. She has to make it because I can't, but she makes the best barbecue chicken.
Oh, does she do bone-in?
She can do it anyway. I don't know how she does it, but she gets chicken perfect every time on the barbecue. She can't make it other places. I mean, she can, but you know what I mean. But the perfect chicken off the barbecue, she does it every time.
And there's something about barbecue. She must do it slow.
I don't know.
It's so freaking good.
Like, I make the burgers,
yeah,
but she makes the chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably just go get like, you know, Beyond Meat for the veggie people or whatever that's called. Is that called?
Yeah.
Impossible Burger. Impossible Burger?
I don't remember.
One of those.
Like veggie burgers to just be a veggie burger. I'm not trying for you to duplicate meat.
Yeah.
You know
but
what I mean?
But these people want the meat, but without meat. It is a real thing.
The oaty, kind of grainy burger.
Yeah. I like,
Quick
Quarn burgers. They're freaking great.
I think so too.
I love them. And actually, though, I like their one that they're trying to go for chicken.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't say that. I never try them, so I don't know.
Right.
I always go, if I'm going to eat chicken, I'll just eat chicken.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about I do a story? Let's go.
Okay.
A new report has found the average one-way commute in America
is
27 minutes.
Oh, that's almost exactly what my commute is.
What exactly is your commute?
In the morning, it's between 25 and 29 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. But on the way home, I'm still not set on a way home from the new location.
I know. I've seen you driving my direction.
Mm. Well, I have to cross market to go anywhere because where are we?
I know. What I'm saying is I've seen you at that light. I've been at the light right next to you making faces at you. And you're just all dirt.
I'm trying to probably figure out, like, you know, I've been thinking to myself, the easiest thing for me to do would be to just take a right for one block on Market. Like, I can see where I need to be right there. But you're not supposed to drive on Market.
Oh.
You can't drive on Market. I know. Because now I got to go down to Mission or whatever the first street is right there. Or that alley. And then I have to loop all the way around and go back over Market again. It's like, I swear to God, sometimes when, especially if there's construction or anything, you know how it's, there's been some construction there. That'll take me 20 minutes to go those four blocks to turn the corner to then begin to be now in front of this building.
If the city was in between you and your commute, most of your commute would be pushing through the city.
Yes.
Like, there are those people, I'm sure, that either are commuting from the peninsula into Marin or Marin down to the peninsula, and most of that commute
would be difficult.
The city red lights.
Right. Red lights. Pfft.
Those things.
Those stupid things.
Count them all.
If you don't work from home, you have a morning commute. Someone finally figured, that's okay. The U.S. Department of Energy just released some new stats on the average commute times by state. Number one was New York.
Longest commute,
New York. Maryland was second.
Do you have the times? I'd love to know.
33 minutes.
Oh, that's not
in New York. Well.
And this is car commuting, not I got on a train and commuted.
I think so, but I would say if you're able to commute via train, that's your commute.
Yeah. Oh, you would do that, right?
Oh, God, would I?
Oh, imagine that.
I've thought about that a million times. If I could come down onto the peninsula anywhere and then take the train the rest of the way, I would.
Mm.
Absolutely. Anyway, New York, number one. Maryland is second. Is Maryland second because of D.C.?
Could be. Sure.
Like, why else would it be?
Yeah. I don't know.
New Jersey, because of New York.
Yeah.
District of Columbia, which is D.C. itself.
Right.
And then Massachusetts. California's only sixth.
Oh.
At around 29 minutes.
Oh, boy.
And that's despite the notorious crammed freeways. I don't get that.
Well, it's a huge state. There's plenty of places you can live in California and have a two-minute commute.
That's true. But now that they're building out into the desert, like we have the water to, you know, keep all that stuff green, because apparently we do.
I don't know where we're getting it from, but yes.
They're truly getting people to commute out to the desert in order to afford a home.
A beautiful home.
And then they're driving 2 hours back into L.A. or San Diego in order to work.
Right.
Because the jobs, besides the strip malls, aren't out there.
Right. Well,
but I guess that's, you know, you'll do it to have a home.
Yes, right. You know, and to put your kid in, you know, a good school somewhere and have a nice community.
Well, and I do think most people now, especially in California, are thinking long term, like we get a home. That's where we'll live when we retire.
Mm.
So, you know, the husband, wife, or maybe both are saying we'll commute, but it's for the greater good and for the long term good. It's worth it. Then, you know, a year in, they're like, oh, my God, what did I do to myself?
Right.
I'm on the freeway 3 to 5 hours a day.
It's causing me more in Audible books than it is in anything else.
Mm.
Radio's free. Check in. Hello.
Check us out over here.
Hello.
On your radio.
On your video.
If you want to move to a state with a short commute, consider both the Dakotas.
Oh, okay.
Wyoming. Montana. Nebraska.
Yeah. Somewhere near
America. And then Alaska. No thanks.
Yeah. It just takes so long to get there in general.
I loved watching
Fortitude. What was that called? Oh.
True Crime.
True Detective.
Yeah.
True Detective.
I loved it. Oh, and by the way.
Yeah.
I read this article about the end of that show, and I was like, please, please, please. It was from the girl who made it, Issa Lopez.
Okay.
Issa.
So it was the person who wrote the story, or?
The director. And I think she wrote it as well, but she's the person who took over the franchise this season.
Right. So because the big question is, what about that one girl we like?
Right.
Yeah, and Issa Lopez.
Lopez. Give me $50.
He asked the universe.
Yeah, well, okay. So I'm not going to get that.
Give me a coloring book. You got it.
Oh, I did get that. Yeah. Thank you, guys. It's really nice of you. Mm-hmm. I do like to color. Anyway, she said very specifically that has been left open to the viewer.
Okay, yeah.
That's purposefully done. Right.
So you can have it your way.
I have it my way. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So negative.
What's negative about it? I actually thought she found her peace.
Yeah.
And still...
On the balcony at that house with her friends.
Right. In her non-existent, in her... Okay.
What?
Nothing.
She's said too much, everyone.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, we're coming up on wedding season.
Ah, yes, we are. It's true. Yeah.
Going to any weddings this year?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm probably going to go to some weddings. I'm actually going to a reception in July.
Oh.
And we're all going to Nikki's wedding, aren't we? That's in October.
Is that this year?
I think it is. She sent us to save the date.
Can you believe
that we set them up? Yeah. Well, I actually blame his mother. Not blame. Blame is the wrong word.
Blame.
But she
I believe listened. Credit would be the word you
yes,
want to
I
use.
Yes, I give her credit for that. Because she listened to The Secret Show, and she heard Nikki trying to find love.
And she said, I got a man.
I got a guy for you. And turned out she did.
Yeah.
Like,
and
they
hit it off.
Right.
And they live together, and they have a puppy.
So fun.
I can't believe it worked out. And they're getting married.
I don't want to say give it time, but, you know, it's...
No, don't say. Do not say that.
Yes, I mean, you never know.
Anything you can knock. Hurry up.
Her name is Dawn.
Oh, the mom.
Dawn?
Yeah.
Beefcake's mom.
Beefcake's mom was Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
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 Someone polled 2,000 Americans who got married in the past 3 years, and 20% admit they got cold feet.
Everybody gets cold feet.
That's how many thought about calling the whole thing off.
Oh, well, that was pandemic related, maybe?
Right then and there. Calling it off. All those people ultimately did get married.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they won't regret it, but...
Well, some of them will.
Yeah, I mean, that's statistically...
That's the way it is.
That's the way things work, but... They also say there are plenty of things we do regret about our weddings. Mm-hmm. Here are some of the common regrets.
Oh, I love regrets.
Scheduling, everything felt too rushed. The guest list, aka you invited too many people.
Or you had to leave people off because there was an even split between both sides of the family.
The vendors,
like
maybe the photographer or this, you know, or the DJ.
Right.
The total cost of everything. These are the things that you might regret.
Yeah. Regrettable.
Right.
Decisions.
The weather.
Oh, that's not your regret, though. That's just... God didn't want you to get married.
No, the way you looked, like maybe the makeup didn't turn out right or your hair.
I have this friend who had her nails done. This is just a dumb story.
Is it hot ass Danielle?
No. It's my friend Pauline.
Oh, Pauline.
Hey, yeah. Pauline.
She married my best friend, Rick, when I was growing up.
Rick.
No, different Rick. This is a guy named Ricky Rockwell, grew up across the street from me. He was my best friend growing up.
Another bestie, Rick? Wow.
Yeah, he was.
You and Rick? Rockwell?
Oh, No. We're little kids.
We're little kids.
We used to, you know, we don't play games together, like board games and stuff, and we were little. So he marries this chick, Pauline, And she's great. And we're still friendly. And she had...
Friendly.
Where, you know, well, I don't, like, go make trips to go see them. But when we see each other, we interact on social media or
Ricky
whatever.
Ricky Rockwell. And Pauline Rockwell. Got it.
So she got her nails done for the day with some pale pink color. And they have, like, a photo of them with the, you know, there's the rings and the, the wedding thing.
Right.
Every single time it comes up every time I see them. The next 6 months later, everyone was doing French manicures. And French manicures are still a thing. Like, you still see people with French manicures.
I like that, actually.
It's a very nice look. And she's so mad that she doesn't have French manicures. And I'm like, go get your photos touched up. It's called Photoshop.
Take a new photo with a French manicure.
Get it.
And your old ass hands.
An anniversary photo with your old ass hands and a French manicure. But man, that's her wigwet.
Oh.
Yeah. But she never lets it go. I'm like, let it go. Who cares? Your hands look great.
Continuing down the list of regrets is the location, the planning, like you didn't plan enough or you wish you'd spent more on this or that.
Right.
Or another thing. 13% of couples. I don't want to down talk anyone, but I wish we'd hired a live band instead of a DJ.
Right. Would have been.
Personally.
Yes. I thought the DJ was fine.
Good job, everybody out there. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I see that. But, you know, you're a huge music fan.
Right. Live band, though. I think that's a good live band, too.
We had a decent live band.
Like Joe Rockhead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Or Geneva.
Right. We would have crushed it. We played tons of weddings.
Right. I bet you did.
Yeah. And weddings pay well, too.
Hey, and by the way, you know when you were on that tear?
Yeah.
Did you ever get anybody at a wedding?
Not that I can recall.
That wasn't where you...
It's possible.
You sowed your oats, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I wasn't very discriminate.
Hey, best man!
Hey!
Hey, get over here!
Hey, Groom! What you doing?
Oh, gosh. Our text number doesn't matter because we got no time. What's coming up in the trash?
Okay!
Oh! Look at the lady you always get. Oh, it's a surprise every time.
I was just reclined and checking you out. Brushing up on your Taylor Plus Jelly Roll.
What happened to my face?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.